dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from... No, I started to say Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Usually we're from there, but today I'm working at home and my grandsons are here. Jared's the engineer and Brandon is sitting over here, and we're talking in the meantime because they've been with me to Israel many times. They know where Gaza is. And as we talk more about that tomorrow, I'll probably have you share a little bit, Brandon, about when you went there, or maybe today. But right now, all of you know that out of Gaza, it has become a terrorist enclave since it was given over by Ariel Sharon in 2005. It was given over to the Palestinians who live there. And under President George Bush, he wanted to have a democratic election. Somehow our politicians lived in la-la land when we were doing the Iraq wars. The Iraq wars, I believe, were judgments of God. But then when you insist on democratic elections, it doesn't work in that radical Islamic world. So when Bush insisted on democratic elections, sure enough, Hamas won and made Gaza a terrorist enclave from which Hamas is operating, Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad, even they have seen some ISIS activity in there. Terrible, terrible, terrible decision because people didn't know the Lord's side. The Lord's side on Gaza. And I was, this probably happened around in 2005, around in there. I awoke one morning and God gave me a message. It actually came the title and then the points. And it was given to me. My son every year has a Champions for Christ rally camp in Branson, and it's going to be actually next week. But that year I was to speak, and I hadn't had time really to seek the Lord for what I was to say. And I woke at 6 o'clock one morning with what I was to do, and the title the Lord said is Who is on the Lord's Side? And then of course I found later that day where it came from in the Bible. Exodus chapter 32, when Moses came down from the mountain and he found this golden calf that had Aaron had urged the people to build, but really it was Satan that was urging him to build it. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Who is on the Lord's side? And I remembered then, as this was coming to me, what Abraham Lincoln had said. A member of the church at a reception near, this was at the beginning of the Civil War, closed his remarks with the pious hope that, quote, the Lord is on our side. I'm not concerned at all about that, commented President Lincoln, for we know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side. Oh, folks, President Lincoln, he was a gift from God. That I and this nation should be on the Lord's side, that's still today. It should be that the President of the United States and this nation, the United States of America, is on the Lord's side. Now, you got to go back to the fact here. We're going back that the Lord was giving me this sermon, and he said, Then say, that God has a side on every matter concerning mankind. Say that God's side is revealed in His Word, the Bible. Say that God has a side on Israel. It is revealed in His Word. The greatest miracle since Bible times is God's bringing the Jews back home to their promised land. All the prophets foretold it. It would be a sign of the coming of the messianic visible kingdom. Miraculously, God has brought them home. That night when I spoke to the young people, I showed pictures of the miracle of the Jews coming home. And I declared that the Lord had a side on the matter to those several hundred young people, that the Jews would come home and possess their land, and that the nations would be judged as to whether or not they cooperated with God's plan. In fact, the Bible says there's a judgment for those who divide the land, Joel 3:2. It said Jehovah will take them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat and judge them there for dividing his land. Then the Lord told me, because it was going on at the time, and folks, it's still going on today, now we're in the aftermath of what was beginning then. The Lord said, say that the Lord has a side on Gaza. And then I told you about going into Gaza that year with the World Press as the guest on a bulletproof bus of an Israeli, of the Israeli press. And as we went in, there was a sign by the side of the road that said Gerar, G-E-R-A-R. And David Bodine, who was leading the group, said, this is biblical Gerar. I don't know how much that went into their heads, the German press, the British press, the AP, the Reuters. I don't know if it fazed them. He said, this is biblical Gerar. They could look at their Bibles and see what God said about Gerar. But I doubt that a one of them did. But I did after that. And the Lord said to me, because I was teaching young people, you know, that night, he said, say that the Lord has a sight on every matter in these last days, and read 2 Timothy 3:1-5, and say that this passage reveals things that are opposite the Lord's side. So I read to those young people, 2 Timothy 3:1-5, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I'm going to read that one again. Without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from thence turn away. And in that meeting, it was very powerfully anointed. We had quite an altar call among those young people. Now, I found in a Jewish book I was reading, talking about the end of days by Pinchas Winston. In our Bible, in our King James Bible, it's usually translated the latter days. But what it really says in the Hebrew is the end of days. And it's talking about a 6,000-year period, where a day is 1,000 years, a 6-day period, and then the millennial age. We're right at the end of the sixth day. And so Pinchas Winston, who is Jewish, says this in the book. Now remember, we're showing that there are sides. One side is headed up by God the Father, the Creator, Jesus our Lord. The other side, the dark side, is headed up by Satan, who was an angel, but made of himself a devil. And this is what Pinchas Winston wrote. The Satan who destroys, the adversary of Israel. Satan in Hebrew means adversary. So this is what Pinchas wrote. The Satan who destroys, the adversary of Israel. His main power is in the gates of Jerusalem, when its lands are desolate. This delays the connection between the Jerusalem below and the Jerusalem above. Therefore, one has to know that when it comes to regaining and settling Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, it is going to be a battle, a spiritual battle, a physical battle, an actual battle. Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, represents the key to the final redemption. And as such, it spells the end of the Sitra Achra's existence. Therefore, he, will invoke whatever abilities he has to prevent the return of the entire Jewish nation to the borders of the land of our fathers. However, return to her borders we must, and by a certain fixed date. It was built into the master plan for creation long before there was even a Jewish people. But what of the secretary Accra and his fight for survival? I knew that the Sitra Accra was another name for Satan in Jewish writings, but was I ever surprised when I turned to the glossary in the book and read its meaning? Sitra Accra means the other side. It's a name given to the obstructing angel. Wow! No wonder the Lord is bringing this to our attention. To be on the other side is to be on Satan's side. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on Satan's side? The Lord has a side on Israel. It is revealed in His Bible. He's bringing the Jews home, just like He said He would. The Sitra Accra is fighting this. Satan is fighting this. And for the president of the United States, I don't care if he's a Republican like George Bush or if he's a Democrat like Obama, for either one of them to say there needs to be a divided Jerusalem is being not on the Lord's side. It's being on the side of the Sitra Accra. And that's why I want you to have the Mountains of Israel, the Bible and the West Bank by Norma Archbold. We have to get this book, From Israel, that was written by an English woman. It's so revealing that when you say, God said the mountains of Israel, He told them to come home to the mountains of Israel to build the cities. The world calls it the West Bank and tells us that they should not build the cities. If you want to be on the Lord's side, you have to know the Lord's side. Sometimes people just in their heart think, well, I know Israel's right, but they don't really know. They don't really study. And that's what allows something, a terrible thing called replacement theology, which we'll get to either this week or next, which causes sometimes people to be on the opposite side because of a terrible theology that got loose in the church called the replacement theology. Listen to what he said here. The Satan who destroys Pincus Winston, the adversary of Israel, his main power is in the gates of Jerusalem. This delays the connection between the Jerusalem of above and the Jerusalem below. Folks, Jerusalem above and Jerusalem below are coming together. They are a city with two parts. I teach on this often, and above, a spiritual and below. And he said it's going to be a battle. And that battle is going on right now. You want to make sure you are on the Lord's side. I'm also offering this week for $1 each, I put together a book of just the promises that the land belongs to Israel, God's promises to the land of Israel, just scriptures. And then another little mini book, Judgment of the Nations for How They Treat Israel. That's what they'll be judged on. Each of those books is $1 plus shipping. You have to mention it's a radio offer to get the good price. And the Mountains of Israel for $5. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Shalom.